Cecil, please don't do this awful thing.
Oh, what's so awful about it?
Cecil, if you'll just do this favor for me, I'll never ask you to do another one.
What do you want me to do?
Throw that plug of tobacco away, please.
I won't do it. It costs money. And I'm going to learn how to chew it if it kills me.
You're determined?
Yes.
Then I hope it does.
Does what?
Kills you. It ought to.
Very well, if that's the way you feel about it. I guess you like sissies better. Someone like Alexander. He'd die if you suggested this to him.
He has more sense than you have. He wouldn't eat that awful stuff.
Oh, I'm not going to eat it.
Well, whatever you do do with it that makes you look so disgusting.
You chew it, that's all. That's what real he-men do.
If you must chew something, why don't you get some gum?
Gum. Gum. Baby stuff. Gum.
Oh, I wish there were someone home to stop you.
Huh. That's why I came over here. Well, I'm going to start now.
Cecil, if you do, if you just dare to, I'll go right in the house and that's the last time I ever want to see you again.
Oh, all over a little 10-cent plug of tobacco.
I mean it. I'll go in the house and I won't watch you. I won't.
Well, I'm going to do it anyhow. Here, want to smell it?
Eek. Get that away from my nose. Cecil, oh.
Ah, you little baby. Can't even stand the smell. Oh, why don't you grow up?
Cecil, I'll give you one last chance.
I don't want it.
Are you going to eat that stuff? Are you?
I told you that you don't eat it.
Are you going to chew it? Are you?
Yes, I am.
Then you know what it means?
It means that no one can ever sneer at me. I can do what anybody else can do.
Very well. Then this is goodbye. I'm going in the house.
Goodbye. Do you mind if I sit out here on your front porch and learn how to do this?
I don't care what you do. I'm never going to speak to you again.
Well, goodbye. When you get over it, let me know.
Cecil, don't. Don't put that in your mouth. Oh, Cecil, please don't.
Hey, I thought you were going in the house.
Well, I am. I couldn't watch you do this. It would make me too sick.
And I thought you weren't going to speak to me again.
Nothing can stop you.
Well, nothing I can think of. Well, are you going to watch me?
No, I certainly am not.
Well, here goes. I thought you weren't going to watch me.
Oh, I'll watch you. I might as well stay out here. After all, you came over to see me, even if you are going to do that.
Well, very well. Here's my first big step into real manhood.
Oh, Cecil, can't you chew licorice instead? It's just the same, and no one will ever know the difference.
I don't want to be a fake. I'll do the real thing or nothing.
Well, then be nothing, Cecil. You're so much nicer, Cecil. Oh, you're not going to spoil yourself, and nobody will like you anymore.
Listen, suppose the pioneer women hadn't had anything to do with the pioneers just because they chewed tobacco. Where would you be today?
Oh, go ahead then. I won't try to stop you. Oh, I could just cry.
Well, here goes. Don't look at me like I was going to swallow a snake.
Well, it couldn't be any worse. Oh.
Well, one, two, three. There.
Oh, Cecil, spit it out. Don't chew it, Cecil. Please don't.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing it.
Cecil, if you don't spit it out this minute, I'll go right in the house. I will. I mean it this time.
Oh, God, I don't care. I'm going to learn what this is all about.
Well, I'll stay then. I might as well be out here as in the house.
Go on in the house. I'd just as soon be alone.
This is my house, and you can't order me to do what you want me to do in my own house. I'll stay out here if I like.
All right, that's settled. Do I look any different?
Not yet. How does it taste, Cecil?
It burns my tongue. Golly, it's hard.
What flavor is it?
Tobacco.
I hope it makes you sick.
It won't.
How do you feel?
No different.
Don't you feel like a big he-man? That's what you wanted to feel like.
I feel great. I'm sorry to disappoint you. And what's more, it doesn't burn like it did at first.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, it burns a little bit more.
How long are you going to do that, Cecil?
Well, I don't know.
Are you going to chew the whole plug?
Sure. I have to take it a bite at a time, though. After I'm good, I can take it all in one bite.
Cecil, are you sure that you're supposed to eat the whole plug at one time?
Will you get it out of your head that I'm eating it? Golly.
There, though.
I don't see how you can get the whole piece in your mouth.
Well, I did. Oh, this is fun.
What does it taste like?
You wouldn't know.
Does it taste good?
No.
I'm glad. Does it taste bad?
No.
Well, it must taste some way.
Well, it tastes kind of hot, that's all.
Don't chew so fast, Cecil.
Do I look so terrible now, do I? Why, you can't even tell.
Well, you look all right, but I still say it's horrible and ugly.
Oh, rats, it's nothing.
Why don't you stop, Cecil?
Wait, I haven't started yet. Golly, but it burns.
Maybe it's the wrong kind, Cecil.
No, it's supposed to burn. That's what Sam told me. He said it would.
Well, there's no sense to it. It's silly. Why don't you stop, Cecil?
Oh, I'm getting along fine.
Are you having a good time?
No.
Why?
It's too much like work.
Then why don't you stop?
I'm not going to give this up. Now, I'm going to finish.
What are you doing now, Cecil? Resting?
Yes. This is tiresome.
Cecil, throw it away. Please, you've had enough. I won't be mad at you.
No, I have to do this for half an hour. That's the only way.
But it isn't any fun. You just said so. And you're going to look so awful.
I won't do it now. You needn't try to talk me out of it.
Please, Cecil, I'm beginning to get nervous. I'll get you a glass of water and you can gargle.
Well,
all right then, go ahead. Be a big man. I don't see anything so wonderful and manly about that.
Well, as long as you insist, well, I'll stop.
Oh, no, go ahead, keep it up. Doesn't make any difference to me now. The damage is already done.
Now, that's what I think. I mean, well, I'll stop. I don't want to make you mad.
You didn't need to stop on my account.
Don't say I never did do anything for you.
Goodness, you look relieved. I don't believe you liked that.
Well, I did it anyhow.
Stop blowing like a whale. Does your mouth still burn?
Yes. I'll have to get that smell of tobacco away from me before I go home.
I'll get you some perfume upstairs.
Oh, ye gods. Here I was trying. I was chewing tobacco. A he-man job. And now you want to put perfume on me.
Well, get some gasoline, then. I don't care.
I'll take care of myself.
Cecil, don't you want a glass of water to rinse out your mouth?
No. I'm no baby.
Cecil, are you sleepy?
No. Why should I be sleepy?
Well, what do you keep letting your eyes close for, then?
On second thought, I'm a little bit sleepy.
Well, you look sleepy. You want to go in the house and rest on the Davenport?
No, I like the nice fresh air out here.
Cecil, open your eyes. You are sleepy.
Well, just a little bit. Can I lie down here on your front porch a minute?
Don't, Cecil. Don't lie down on the floor. You'll get your nice white sweater all dirty. Oh, why did you do that?
Sally, will you do me a big favor?
Yes. Want me to go and bring you out a pillow?
No. Go away. Please, go away.
Go away? But why? Do you want that glass of water, Cecil?
Yes. No, yes. Just do me this one little favor. Go away. Isn't that plain? Go away, will you? Go away from me.